We moved to Iowa and we started a church, and the church grew in it. And that church, it literally almost ruined us. It ruined my wife and I financially. Our marriage almost ended in divorce. And it made me hate Christians and everything to do with the church for a period of time. But the funny thing is, I look back on that part of my life, and I don't have any regrets that I stepped out and did that. It was miserable. It was awful. But that experience, that problem, gave me the opportunity to do what I do today. And Revolution Church is what it is today. And you might not like what it is, but we're kind of fond of it because of what happened there. You don't live with the regret of action. You live with the regret of inaction. You know what my biggest regret in that church is? It's how I left that church. I wish I'd have, if I had to do over again today, this is how I'd have done it. I wish I'd have walked up in that church with a baseball bat, clocked that woman in her noggin, punched her husband in the face, took a baseball bat to those pews, burnt the organ up, set the piano on fire, showed them people that it's not about them, it's about reaching this community, showed them they can take their tradition and shove them where the sun doesn't shine, and they ought to get busy reaching the community for Christ.
He regrets that he didn't take a baseball bat to the church lady, set fire to the organ, basically burn the place down, punch somebody in the face. Huh. That's what Christ would have done. I'm sure of it. You know, I mean, that's what Jesus would have done. And what was he upset about? Because they were doing church for Christians. And so, you know, because he does church for people who aren't Christians, the unchurched. But he wishes that he had punched them in the face and, you know, let's see.
You don't live with the regret of action. You live with the regret of inaction. You know what my biggest regret in that church is? It's how I left that church. I wish I'd have, if I had to do over again today, this is how I'd have done it. I wish I'd have walked up in that church with a baseball bat, clocked that woman in her noggin, punched her husband in the face, took a baseball bat to those pews, burnt the organ up, set the piano on fire.
Inspiring words. Inspiring words that just draw me closer to Christ and show me the forgiveness of sins and teach me really what the Bible teaches to clock people in the head with a baseball bat, punch them in the face, and burn the church down. Thank you, Pastor Gary Lamb. Wow. 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 Wow.